The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
Your feet touching the ground, Jennifer?
Right now, yes. All the way to Blanco.
Another chapter of the Doug Steffen Good Day program about to be wrote. Rewroten.
That's a word.
What, wrote? Yeah.
Rewroten.
Rewroten. You rotten rewriters, what's the big idea?
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Rewriting history the Doug Steffen way. Jennifer Horn is here at your service and on your side, I guarantee it, or your money back. Ken Kessler also feeling better. Just in the presence of Jennifer, he feels better,
yeah,
and he knows.
Lose their stomach problems right away. Right.
Yes, exactly. Or lose what's in their stomach. One way or the other. Okay, so do we start with a story about what's happening here in America, or do we start with a story that's happening elsewhere?
America.
America. Mm-hmm. Kenny, how do you vote?
America.
The Supreme Court yesterday, in a strong defense of your privacy, it's a matter of fact, unanimous decision by the Supremers, ruling that police may not under any circumstances search your cell phone unless they have a search warrant. Cell phones, powerful devices, unlike anything else police may find on somebody they arrest. This decision was written by the Chief Justice, no less, of the Supreme Court. Because the phones contain so much information, police must get a warrant before they look at them, period, end of story. Quote, modern cell phones are not just another technological convenience. With all they contain, all they may reveal, they hold for many of you the privacies of your life, said the Chief Justice. Message strong to police about what they can and cannot do before rummaging through your cell phone. See, at first blush, when you look at this, you think the NSA is the target, but it's not. It's the local police. Robert says, get a warrant. Privacy comes first. The court chose not to extend earlier rulings that allow police to empty a suspect's pockets, examine whatever they find to ensure officer safety, prevent the destruction of evidence. You know why this is so important? Because police have so abused their position as authorities, and you can see it every week on any television program that you watch. Being a little facetious there, but you understand.
Mm-hmm.
Obama administration and the state of California were defending the cell phone searches. So once again, both California and the Obama administration come down on the wrong side of the law, the wrong side of you.
Think about this for a second.
Cell phones should have no greater protection from search than anything else. Yes, what is another way of looking at this?
Well, think about 24. You and I, Ken, we all watch this show. We love it.
Right.
How would, if they didn't pick up the good dead guy's cell phone to search through it, how would they be able to know who he was or anything like that?
Well, that guy's dead, so what do you need a search warrant for?
Well, you do, wouldn't you?
Yeah, his rights are done.
In death, I think you still have some rights.
Nah.
No?
Yeah. Why?
So if you die, you don't have any rights anymore.
I have
can go
no rights
all
whatsoever.
Of your stuff.
I have few rights if I'm alive. Never mind in this country the way it is now. I don't have. I'm glad this one, though, is underscored. Seriously, don't you think this is a good ruling around the table, Kenny?
Yes, I do. Absolutely do. If they don't have probable cause, if they don't have a warrant, stay out of my stuff.
Yep. Way over the. Now they got to get this extended to the NSA and to other groups or organizations that are violating your rights as a citizen of America as well. And the reason that this has become such a big deal is because they've so overreached, overdone, overcooked. What about you, Jen?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
what do you think so? You
well,
do?
Well, I want to protect my dirty text messages.
Yeah. All right. I'm voting for that one. All right. Anyway, let's see here. Some of the other cases decided yesterday or announced yesterday. The focus was on a defendant carrying a smartphone. The other carried an older flip phone. Chief Justice said comparison to packages of cigarettes and other items that were at issue in earlier cases are not apt. That is, somebody had notes in the cigarette pack, mm-hmm. and they were taken and used against them. And apparently, that's not legal either. So, I guess that we think this is a pretty good idea. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day. Kenny, what else is there? I'm guessing a little early for this to get a lot of air, but as soon as people get a hold of it, now that we've underscored it, perhaps it's a good reason for us to ask the question, what about your own cell phone? Do you feel that you have enough privacy now with this ruling, or something along that line? But the bottom line is the Supreme Court has ruled that police generally cannot search your cell phone, whether you're arrested or not. Got to have a search warrant. Okay? So that's that underscore. In other legal matters, a 3-judge federal appeals court ruled that states cannot deprive anybody, you, me, anybody, cannot deprive people of the right to marry simply because they choose a partner of the same sex. This is going to pretty much put an end to all the states that are trying to weasel their way out of letting people who love each other, whether they're of the same sex or not, weasel out of giving them the right to marry in their state. You want to get married? Go to Massachusetts. No. Sorry. Can't do that anymore. So what do you think of that? Jennifer, you want to marry?
I think that marriage should be left up to the states.
Why?
Why? Because I think that most power should come from the hands of the state.
Why?
Do you want federal government ruining your life?
No, the federal government is ruining my life. I think it's present tense.
Yeah, I know. I think it says
but
precedent,
this has nothing
though.
To do. Why? This,
I think your state should determine whether or not they want to recognize
why
that.
Why should the state be involved at all under any circumstances?
I agree with you on
who
that.
You marry.
But
well,
if
so
it is.
The state's not, there shouldn't be any state involvement, no federal involvement, no involvement. It's none of anybody's
that
business.
That I agree with you on.
Okay.
There shouldn't be any legal involvement in that. It should be something between you and your religion and your partner and all that kind of stuff.
Well, what happens? You don't have a religion.
So then that's
you
your
can't
religion.
Get married?
But, no, that's your religion. If you choose not to have a religion, that's your religion. That's your belief. I mean, I think it should be a personal issue, but since the state and since the government wants to get involved, then I think it should be left
the
in the hands
involved.
Of the state.
Get out of my life. Get the government
but you
out
want
of my
the
life.
Federal government involved in marriage.
No,
you just
I
said
just
that.
Said, thank you for underscoring my mistake. I don't want the federal government involved in any of this stuff. The states, the federal government, the local
Perfect.
Government.
Perfect. Okay, we agree again.
Kenny, what do you say?
I don't think the state or federal government has any business in my marriage.
Uh-huh. Another good question for Facebook.
Or anybody's.
Yeah. 888. I said it's good. Another good question for Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day. Email to Jennifer, Ken, or Doug at DougStephan.com, 888-302-3684. Somebody lost a fight to stream television. Another Supreme Court ruling coming up here on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery and $6.29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house,
fans
rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find a location nearest you.
Traveling in the off-season can save you money. That may sound obvious, but how do you know when off-season is? This is Pauline Frommer, editor of Frommer's, with the answer straight ahead, brought to you by Hotels.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If your hotel balcony lacks a railing and a floor, it's probably just a window. If you're going to L.A., don't book a hotel room in Tallahassee. If you want to book hotels from your mobile device, use the Hotels.com mobile app. You can't use it until you download it, but once you have, you've got it.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Off-season can vary by destination, but it's almost always while school is in session. Or travel just after peak times, the weeks immediately following big holidays, to get great deals in otherwise pricey locales. And remember, Hotels.com is the obvious choice when you're looking to book a great hotel room at a great price.
I'm Pam McKissick. Remember the old adage, patience is virtue? Well, maybe. But I can't get past life is short, time's ticking, there's a lot to do and not enough time to do it. So people should either move on, move up, or move over. I'm just not a patient person. I can't even teach my dog tricks because both of us think it takes too long. I'm the woman losing her mind behind the mother at the fast food counter asking her child what he'd like to eat for the third time. I want to shout, he's three. Don't ask him again if he wants the chicken fingers. You make the decision about the chicken fingers. Maybe that's how I ended up in the real estate auction business. When I hear the average days on market for real estate, my eyes glaze over. I start hearing voices. Be patient. It takes time to find the right buyer. Be patient. It takes time to get someone to make an offer. Be patient. It takes a while to sell it. I want to shout, it only takes 30 days to auction your property, and you can quick close in less than a week. You phone us, enlist it, we market and sell it, and you move on with your life. Forget being patient. Be smart. Call Williams & Williams Real Estate Auction at 1-800-986-9340. That's 1-800-986-9340.
With passionate fans rooting on 32 teams this summer, the stage for soccer is bigger than ever. Catch every moment with wall-to-wall televisions at all the Buffalo Wild Wings, where you get wings, beer, and sports. What's the update on the World Cup? Anybody paying any attention to that?
Big match today, right? USA, and is it Germany that they're
playing? Yeah, we turn to Michael Fortier, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, for an update on how not only America is doing, but the other teams that you're probably not even following. You're probably following Korea or something. Soccer, right?
They're that done. Would make sense, wouldn't it?
They're right. Korea and Japan are both done.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right. So who are you following? What are you watching?
Well, the U.S., obviously.
Really? Whoa.
Actually, Korea does play today, but I don't think they can get anything out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Ross.
So we have nothing important going on today as far as the World Cup is concerned? Is
that the U.S. and Germany at noon.
Ah, okay. Noontime. Man, where was I? I was in the animal hospital last night, or early this morning, and they had some World Cup stuff on. And the Red Sox were still playing against Seattle. At last check, they were, when I fell asleep on the bench, they were ahead. It was like 8-5. How'd the score turn out, Kenny? I mean, Michael.
I'll have to look that up.
No, nice going. All right. A Supreme Court decision that affects you, Jennifer.
Me.
And to a lesser extent, me, I guess, all broadcasters. Supreme Court, in another decision announced yesterday, has sided with us, the broadcasters of America. Says internet startup, this is a company called Aereo, but it sets the precedent for a lot of other these young startups that want to take programming for free. They can't do it. The company's called Aereo, A-E-R-E-O. You familiar with this, Jennifer?
Not too familiar with the lawsuit, but I have heard about
Aereo. It's a television deal, by the way.
Exactly.
It's not radio, it's television. But they've been taking programming from, there are, 56 channels of so-called free TV?
Right.
And so these people were putting it up on another retrans.
And the cable operators did not like that at all.
No. Well, the cable operators ought to have a little comeuppance because they're screwing the public like you wouldn't believe. But the Supreme Court didn't see it that way. So Aereo goes, bye-bye. 21 minutes after the hour, you're listening to the, is it Thursday? It is Thursday, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, last Thursday for June.
a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
On a Sunday afternoon, grooving summer music. Wait a minute, where's the part?
You better do it for him.
Down on something here. Summer songs.
I'm a girl watcher.
The occasions.
I'm a girl watcher.
I get goosebumps every time I hear this.
My, 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 my. I'm a girl watcher.
I'm what does this song do for you, Kenny?
Here comes one.
It takes you back to the Carolina beaches. And the
yeah. I was just a boy when I threw away my toy. I found a new pastime.
This song even sounds old.
I like
the, the recording we have it is so.
What? I'm a girl watcher.
I know, it's kind of like we recorded it off the radio, I think.
It's like going into the movie in China. And, you know, they take pictures, they do the movie on a handheld device. And then
did you say the movie into the China? What are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about when we get like DVDs that are made in China of movies. They just go into the movie
in
theater.
Chinatown when you can see like the guy in front of them get up.
Next up on our summer music list, Chad and Jeremy.
Swaying in the summer breeze.
That beautiful song, mid-60s.
Showing off their silver leaves as we walk by. Soft kisses on a summer's day.
Who doesn't remember listening to the disc jockey in the 60s? I remember my friend Dick Summer introducing this song and having a great time each time. Sweet music from the summer of 66, as a matter of fact. Brian Hyland had some fun with this. Silly stuff, an era gone by, and that's kind of too bad that there isn't silly stuff around like this still. All right, so you want to know one of my all-time favorite summer songs. This one also is in that list.
Roll out the lazy, hazy, crazy
days. Man, does this bring back memories of me as a disc jockey?
Al
Jolson? Nat King Cole. Those hazy, crazy, lazy days of summer. Let's have some fun from last night's Conan O'Brien program. Here's a joke that we'll all identify with.
A judge has ordered the government to tell people why they've been put on the no-fly list. They have to tell them now. Yeah. And they have to give a better reason than you look a little Taliban-y. You got a little Taliban-y going there.
Maybe on your mom's side.
Your mom's side. Coming up, an act of war and aggression against the North Koreans. That's right after a short news break coming up here on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, are many Republicans hypocrites for being for the Bergdahl Exchange before they were against it?
This is Ralph Nader. I've been working with conservatives on issues where we agree, like ending the NSA dragnet, cutting corporate welfare, and challenging trade agreements that undermine our sovereignty and economy. That's why I wrote Unstoppable. It explains how the left and right can work to dismantle the corporate state in 24 major areas for overdue change. You can play a role in this growing convergence and obtain my book by visiting Nader.org today.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Lowry. Are conservatives like McCain, Imhoff, Palin hypocrites for strongly urging President Obama to get Bergdahl free and then attacked him for doing just that?
Sure. There's an element of partisan hypocrisy to every controversy we have in American politics. You know, look just at the signing statement. You know, President Obama does not give Congress the 30-day heads up. That mm-hmm. seems pretty clear in the law that he should. But when he signs that law, he has a signing statement, says, I consider this unconstitutional, and then just ignores the provision because he thinks that circumstances demand it. If Bush had done that under the advice of Dick Cheney, it would have been the advent of American tyranny on MSNBC.
McCain, of course, calling for a negotiated prisoner swap kind of deal for Bergdahl. But then, of course, as soon as Obama does it, it's a terrible thing to do, and how he never would have done that.
Are Democrats as culpable? Republicans?
I don't think so. Probably anybody would have complained about the not being consulted part, because that steps on the toes of people in Congress. The law says we've got to be consulted, then they've got to be consulted. And I can understand that. I don't see Democrats being quite as hypocritical about, no, we shouldn't have freed him then. I may be wrong.
It would have been bloody murder over defying the law.
I'm Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry and Ron Reagan.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
I sound great. How about that for the first
review? I'm modest, by the way.
Jennifer Warren sounds great. Ken Kessler sounds great. And we have a lot of great things going on today. Just wanted to kind of go back for just a second to something. I'm guessing this is probably going to rile up some folks. Kenny, you get some comment. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good City. And Doug, there. Feel free, by the way, Ken, to interrupt me at any moment, at any second, at any time, to give me late-breaking input from some of our fabuloso listeners. So the story that I focused on for a few minutes, Jennifer and I had a slight disagreement, but after a quick boxing match.
We did. At the end of the day.
So the story is about the Federal Appeals Court, which says it's nobody's business who you want to marry. Pretty much that's the bottom line. So that tied into all of the news yesterday as the Supreme Court ends its session, and always every year at this time when they end their session, there's a whole flood of announcements about decisions that they've made. I'm guessing, I'm betting that the ruling from the Federal Appeals Court will push the gay marriage issue closer to the Supreme Court. So next year at this time, we're going to be reading that the Supreme Court...
Right before summer vacation again.
Right, exactly. B-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. I'm going to guess they're going to rule on it and...
And run.
Get in your car and have the engine running and get out of there fast. Yeah, I'm thinking that they're going to... I hope they actually rule in favor of what I said. It's nobody's business, nobody's business but your own. So congratulations in order to Tim Lincecum. How do we pronounce this,
Michael?
Lincecum. Thank you, Jennifer.
No problem.
Plays for the Giants. They're a minor league baseball team.
That's right.
Yeah.
Terrible players on
the
team.
Awful. It was a no-hitter against the Padres. Kenny, what's the story with that?
It was against the Padres. Well, it wasn't a big deal.
They kind of stink.
They kind of stink. Really? The Red Sox kind of stink.
I'd like to actually
file a
complaint.
The Padres really stink.
While we're talking about this, let me file a complaint with you.
Okay, yes, go ahead.
What is with, and Ken and Michael, because Doug, you won't know, what is with the Padres uniform?
Thank you. What is with the Padres uniform?
And they're wearing camouflage. Like, I know they have a military base in San Diego. I get it. I respect it. I think that's wonderful. But why are the Padres wearing camouflage? Are they trying to hide in the outfield? Like, what is the deal?
If you were on the Padres, wouldn't you want to hide?
I just think it looks
nice. I don't know. I think it's something new. I don't know.
I don't think it's their regular uniform.
Yeah, no, it's new. It's
really?
Like brown camouflage. It's
really?
Ugly. Yeah. Ugly.
Ugly. Ugly. Okay, speaking of ugly, turns out that North Korea doesn't like Seth Rogen, James Franco, and the movie The Interview. North Korea doesn't find much humor.
Join 50% of America.
Maybe more. The comedy is about the assassination of the North Korean leader. The movie, The Interview.
That screams comedy. What are you talking about?
Is going to hit theaters this fall. Franco and Rogan are talk show hosts and producer in that order, who after landing an interview with Kim Jong-un, are drafted by the CIA to kill him.
That's pretty funny.
North Korea released a strongly worded statement yesterday saying, quote, if the United States...
We don't write this.
That was probably the Post group.
I think that's what it said.
If the U.S. administration tacitly approves or supports the release of this film, it's war.
Oh, boy.
We will take decisive and merciless countermeasures.
Who played Kim Jong-un in the film, I wonder?
I don't know.
Dennis Rodman.
That would be a stretch, literally.
The statement also described the movie as an act of war that we will never tolerate.
Ever.
By the way, there was no comment
and
from
I
Sony.
And I mean ever.
Ever. Rogan appears to be...
They didn't find Team America World Police, though. That was terrible against North Korea.
Really? Yeah, I remember when there was a James Bond movie about the North Koreans. Did they protest that?
I don't know.
Seth Rogen, keeping his sense of humor, said in his Twitter tweet, he tweeted, quote, people don't usually want to kill me for one of my movies until after they paid $12 for it. I don't much care for him, but that was funny.
Funny.
The whole thing is hysterical, actually. An act of war. Give us that quote again, Jennifer, please.
We don't write this.
Okay. There it is. That's the bottom line. Okay, Billy Joel in the news today. Billy Joel played Good Samaritan, came to the aid of a 65-year-old woman who had fallen into a crosswalk in the Hamptons yesterday. Hmm. He was cruising on his motorcycle in East Hampton Village, saw the woman fell down. He was dressed in jeans, baseball cap, and a leather biker jacket. He lent a hand to some of the first responders, carried the woman's belongings to the side of the road, chatted with the woman, and sang a song for her. He had his piano with him in the back of the bus. No, that's just... I'm being facetious, folks. Yeah, backpack. All right, so that's nice. I don't know why. Does that deserve more recognition than some other person that's not known that might have done the same thing? Was it done his... His deed was recognized as something important because of who he is and not what he did?
Probably. Kinda,
yeah.
And nobody else stopped.
No, okay. A lot of people, and I don't know whether you've got stuff on Twitter or Facebook because I didn't ask you before, Kenny. The passing yesterday, we noted the passing of Eli Wallach. But man, has there been a lot of talk about him in the last 24 hours. And I sort of, when I first was looking at story after story, article after article, picture after picture of him in his long, long, long career. He may have had one of the longest careers in the history of any Hollywood actor in terms of the fact that he was 98 when he died and his last role was last year and he started acting when he was a teenager. So you can argue that he had an 80-year-plus career. That's pretty substantial for no matter who you are, where you are. And he seemed to like it. There's a eulogy for him that refers to him as a masterful character actor, which I would agree with. I think he played. I never saw him on Broadway or any plays. He seemed to prefer. He was a New York. These New York actors, more often than not, and I think I did point this out yesterday, prefer the stage. That's why they live in New York. But if they want to make money, they go to Hollywood and make a couple of movies, and then they come back to New York and get on the stage again. Mm-hmm. And there are any number of people. Eli Wallach, I think, owned a theater. That's why I made mention yesterday of similarities between his career and Chris Noth, who is now 50-something. But it's like we followed him since he was a kid, because he was 24 when he got his first job in Law & Order. But before that, he was on stage as a teenager. I mean, he'd been in musicals, all kinds of stuff, and that's where he prefers to be. He owns an off-Broadway theater, and he spends most of his time acting and running and trying to encourage other people. He's either teaching acting or working on those stages, and then in order to make money, they get into movies and they do television and that sort of thing, but their real love for it. And I guess that would bring us around to the question, do you think that the best actors are the ones who are on stage, they really get the craft, because, among other things, there's no retake. When you get on the stage, when you're on Broadway or off-Broadway, but whenever you're doing a live play, even the kids who do it in high school, college performances, I remember being in plays and getting the willies, because there's always that fear that you're going to lose your line. You're going to forget your line. And you have no place to run, no place to hide. Sometimes with some of the bigger
ultimate interaction too. I mean, the cool thing about the stage is, you know, when you're doing a movie, you can't see what the crowd's going to do. You can play to the crowd when you're on stage.
Right. You can. And that's often what happens. And that's what makes going to the theater more fun, especially if you get a good seat. And I don't know, how much does it cost? Roberta's not here, so I don't have...
It can be pretty pricey.
Is it pricey? I mean,
the great thing about going, if you're in New York, going to Broadway is in Times Square, there's a half-price ticket booth where you can go the day of and get all the great deals on the show. So you can spend $100 instead of two.
Right.
I know in Los Angeles, if you go to the Pantages, it's going to be about $100 for
is
a decent seat. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of New York and Broadway, the finals are now in. A narrow victory, I think as little as 23 or 24 votes. Kenny, I'll turn to you to confirm this if I'm not right. Charlie Rangel apparently getting his 23rd term in the House. He was narrowly victorious over whoever his challenger was, that Hispanic guy whose name I can't pronounce. But yesterday, at this time, there was only 1,100 votes that separated him, and at the end of the day, it was less than 100. So, is there a recount? Is this other guy going to call for foul? Hey, do you think there was, corruption involved in the, I mean, come on.
That would be shocking.
Yeah, wouldn't it? Right. Speaking of Chris Noth, one of the lines, the subplots of The Good Wife, in which he plays the husband of the main character, is that he's the governor of Illinois, and he stuffed a ballot box, or somebody stuffed a ballot box in the last election. So the husband and wife and all the people involved are being investigated by, what's the character's name, character actor's name? Eric? Begins with a B. Eric, I can see him.
It starts with a B.
Yeah, he was the bad guy in that train movie that Steven Seagal was in. Remember, he was the one that had the computers? Nobody remembers that but me.
Yeah. Negative Ghost Rider.
No, but we're really trying to connect the dots.
Like to stay with you, but here's
all
where
right.
I'm getting off.
Okay, well, I have a memory for that sort of thing. I just don't remember. I've never been good at names. I can remember a face. I can say to somebody who says, hey, we met before. Yeah, I remember your face. I don't remember your name. I've never been good at that. Some people are masterful at remembering names. Bill Clinton was a marvel at that. I don't do it well. 888-302-3684, but somebody will call.
Just called everybody honey.
I what? I just he calls
no,
everybody.
No, Bill just called everybody honey.
I don't know about that.
Hey, sweetie.
Hey, sweetie. All right, anyway, somebody will remember his name, and maybe it's not last name. Eric? It's got a Boghossian. It's an Armenian name. Come on. Eric, it's I'm getting closer. I know I am.
There's an Eric Boghossian.
Yeah, the actor, Eric Boghossian, right?
I don't know if that's the guy you're thinking of.
Yeah, no, it is the actor. Yeah, no, there's the guy. That's who I'm thinking about. Yeah. All right, Michael, thank you for being my
good job, Michael.
What's the big deal with you, Jennifer? Why the sigh of relief?
Because I was stressing that we couldn't figure this out.
Moving here.
I was very worried.
All right, imagine having had a wonderful night's sleep. You don't feel like...
Sounds like a great idea.
You and I didn't have much last night. It was
a three-hour night for us.
It was, yep, it was. Okay, good night's
sleep. Not together, so don't get the rumors flying.
No. You can finally join millions and millions and millions of men who are experiencing a normal life once again because they started taking the prostate health formula, PT9. PT9. At your age, you know that your prostate is important. Now, what are you giggling about?
I just had a great idea for my dating life. I'm going to go to work for PT9 and get a big butterfly net.
There you go. That'll help them out.
Just catch them all.
Catch them all. Right.
And they've got healthy urine flow, so I've got that going for me.
You'll have a good night's sleep one way or the other. All right. Silly stuff, but it's all to the bottom line, to the good. PT9 is a wealth of benefits. A healthy prostate, feeding it, keeps it normal and keeps your life normal. And that means you don't get up in the middle of the night to have to go to the bathroom. PT9, backed by science. That's why Dr. Ken Kronhaus recommends PT9. Call 800-811-3790. Get a good night's rest. 800-811-3790. Doesn't that sound like an ad for one of those Sealy Posturepedic mattresses? Get a good night's rest on us. No, you don't know that spot. Okay, well, try PT9 anyway. Find relief. Money back guarantee. 800-811-3790. This is going to get sillier as the morning goes. You folks all want to make a note. If you don't have the ability to listen to the whole program, I'm guaranteeing some of the podcast stuff that you'll hear later today or tomorrow will be worth the trouble of getting it downloaded.
They're always better when we don't have sleep.
Yeah, much better. All right. Call now. Get a free bonus gift. Mention Doug Steffen when you're ordering PT9. Save yourself. Save your relationship. Save your rest. 800-811-3790.
It's Sam Adams' summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams' summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams' summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome acid response.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Buying a car can be a stressful experience. Well, TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. Hey, it's Leah. TrueCar.com helps car buyers get rid of the fear they might overpay. Last month, over 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. And TrueCar users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. So when you're ready to buy a car, just follow three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and to lock in your savings. And the third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free, guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Now just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Tech Talk Time. Again, to underscore the Supreme Court ruling, your smartphone is actually a mini computer that can't be easily searched by the police. Interesting story covering this in the Washington Post today. The court's opinion offers a major endorsement of treating computer searches differently than physical searches. So I didn't realize that when I first read through this, Jennifer. Cell phone is misleading, and so they're applying it to all anything that's texturally or contextually.
Personal devices.
Exactly. All right, so personal devices, always a game for conversation here in this part of the Good Day program. There's a new smart thermostat on the market. I don't know if you've heard about this or not. Shelley Palmer, who is our daily reporter here, all things technical. This is something you probably haven't seen coming, but it is, we all have thermostats, hopefully, to control heat and sometimes humidity, cooling, that sort of thing. This new smart thermostat is from Honeywell, which is well known in this business. So Shelley Palmer is going to explain to you what makes this one different. Maybe you'll be interested in buying one. We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
At last, Nexium, the purple pill, is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. See those women drinking their iced mocha whatevers? Now they have Nexium-level protection. That guy struggling to text and eat soup at the same time? Him too. Introducing Nexium 24-Hour, the protection of the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand, just without the prescription. New Nexium 24-Hour, Nexium-level protection, now in the heartburn aisle.
May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
At last, Nexium, the purple pill, is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. See those women drinking their iced mocha whatevers? Now they have Nexium-level protection. That guy struggling to text and eat soup at the same time? Him too. Introducing Nexium 24 Hour, the protection of the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand, just without the prescription. New Nexium 24 Hour, Nexium-level protection, now in the heartburn aisle.
May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, what if your house knew you were on your way home after a long day at work? And what if your house could then turn on the air conditioning so you'd always return to the perfect climate? That's the goal behind Honeywell's new smart thermostat, Lyric. Unlike Nest's smart thermostat, which learns your habits to raise or lower the temperature, the Honeywell Lyric uses geofences to set the temperature of your home. The Lyric tracks your cell phone to see how far away you are and adjusts the temperature accordingly. On your way home, Lyric can optimize for comfort. On your way out, Lyric goes into energy saving mode. You can tell Lyric to start optimizing for comfort when you're a couple of miles away or when you're right outside. Lyric also has humidity sensors that can keep your home cool without turning the air conditioner on. Got a separate humidifier? Lyric can control that too. If you like the sound of Lyric, it'll be available this August for $279. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Introducing Orbitz Rewards. It's the only way to earn and redeem rewards instantly. And the only thing better than earning and redeeming instant travel rewards? Earning and redeeming even more instant travel rewards. When you join Orbitz Rewards now, use the promo code GOGOGO for an extra 15% off eligible hotels. Instant rewards you can pile on top of more instant rewards. That's what we call happy. Sign up now at Orbitz.com/rewards to get instant vacation gratification.
I commute from Schenectady to Manhattan. It's about a 6-hour round trip, but it's cool. My family loves Schenectady, and I love books on tape. It's a lot of time to spend driving alone. On the other hand, Schenectady is really close to the highway, so...
Life is a long drive. Make sure your car is along for the ride. Mobile Super Motor Oil is formulated to help prevent sludge and protect against wear. Mobile Super, for long engine life.
This summer, one popular snack brand is helping surprise families all across this country of ours. You want to find out what the story is? Here's Brian Osich.
According to a recent survey, 3/4 of American parents say the best family memories involve surprises. And while most parents don't believe they need to spend money to wow their families, the majority still do. This summer, the Cracker Jack brand is helping parents rediscover what they know is true. Small surprises can have a big impact on family fun. Cracker Jack's Aditya Varanasi.
For more than a century, the Cracker Jack brand has brought the iconic surprise inside to families across America. We know small surprises can go a long way, so we're kicking off the Surprise Inside Project to help parents pull off the small but meaningful surprises they know are missing in their families' lives.
Now through July 31st, fans can visit CrackerJack.com and share how they want to pull off a small surprise for their families. The Cracker Jack brand will fulfill hundreds of surprises in custom Cracker Jack-inspired boxes, each up to $20 in value. Visit CrackerJack.com to submit your surprise idea and see official rules. That's Entertainment Now from Cracker Jack.
This is the anniversary, I said again, Doug, this is authoritatively the anniversary of the bicycle being patented, this day 1819. Happy bicycling today.
Hey, everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.